Farming can be a challenging way to make a living, especially when you consider factors like the weather that are out of one's control. Now imagine farming with the methods of 400 years ago, and you'll find a very difficult, yet very valuable way in sharing lessons from the land to those who stop by today. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility, providing you a full line of crop nutrients that can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizer your crop may not need, use Agriculture Liquid to optimize your yield potential and your investment. Better yields, better quality, better for your bottom line. That's responsible nutrient management. Visit agroliquid.com to find a dealer near you.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
Nora Messier enjoys farming, but she perhaps has challenges few other farmers face.
What we try to do with our historical agriculture and rare breeds program here at Plymouth Plantation is literally bring to life the agricultural and horticultural, in some cases, surroundings of the year 1624.
Messier oversees the farming at Plymouth Plantation, the version of the settlement the Pilgrims founded about 400 years ago. The livestock you'll find here has been carefully selected and bred.
They are all rare or minor breed livestock and poultry. We've selected them not only because of their endangerment status, but also because they physically resemble animals of the time period. So it's a dual purpose.
The same goes for the crops and gardens. Nora has spent much time researching the staple crop of corn that was grown here.
Our cornfield, we are experimenting with backbreeding modern ornamental flint corn to the standards laid out in John Winthrop Jr.'s letter of 1665. He writes in great detail everything that I need to know, applying a little bit of modern scientific knowledge to get the plants and the ears and the everything just the way he describes it.
It's all a part of an important story Nora wants visitors to understand when they come to Plymouth Plantation.
Key to Plymouth's success is not the fishing that they did, but they were a maritime community, and that was an essential part of their daily life and their survival, but they were also an agricultural community. And that, I think, is the part that kind of gets forgotten. We think of them as being here for their church, but in order to support their church's survival here, those who were members and those who were not, they had to eat.
Nora is passionate about sharing the story of agriculture, albeit with the methods that sustained the Pilgrims from four centuries ago. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.